Falmouth oyster expert Tina Hopton says native oysters from the world's last remaining traditional oyster fishing area are under threat from Pacific oysters. The oyster is the talk of the town in Falmouth as it's festival time, where the community comes together to celebrate the start of the season and to showcase the quality of its oysters. Our reporter, Catherine Feltham, finds out more about the issues facing the industry and why the event is so popular.
Well, I'm here at the festival where the atmosphere is bubbling and people of all ages are out to taste oysters and have fun. Here's some of their reactions.
We came for the first time last year and enjoyed it so much that we thought we'd make it an annual event, so we came back again.
It's disgusting, I had to get rid of it. Now I just spat it out in that bin and I won't be having oyster again.
We've been down to Falmouth for 3 days already, been to the festival every day, and the oysters are fantastic.
The oysters are lovely, basically.
Something about them that I just find, oh no, don't want to go there.
I love oysters, yeah, and the event.
So everyone's enjoying themselves, and it seems the crowds are split in opinion over whether they love or hate the oyster. But do they really understand what they're eating when they buy one? I spoke with Tina Hopton, owner of Falmouth Oyster Bar, The Wheelhouse, who explained that native oysters are stronger in taste than Pacific oysters, which can be farmed all year round and are being introduced into the beds in Falmouth to supply the market out of season.
We decided to stop selling Pacific oysters because we wanted to raise awareness of what a native oyster is, and it is worth waiting for quality. Pacific oysters you can get anywhere. They'll buy them in from Ireland and they'll have them in cages here so that they can localise them and then say that they're local oysters.
The threat from the Pacific oyster is not the only problem facing the industry here in Falmouth. Assistant manager at the tourism office spoke about plans to dredge the harbour to make way for big cruise ships and the devastating impact this would have on the environment.
There is the sort of environmental worry that there is a lot of toxic stuff underneath from the old days, all these sort of anti-fouling paints that were used on boats and stuff. There is that worry that if they do the dredging, it could affect the oyster fishing, which would be disastrous. There are a lot of people up in arms about it, saying that yes, there is an awful lot of toxic stuff under there, and it shouldn't be uncovered.
So although the crowds pour into Falmouth each year for this event and enjoy themselves, the oyster industry has some tough challenges to face in order to secure its future. This is Catherine Feltham for Falmouth Radio News.